What's your name?
Gwendolyn Awen Troxell.
And how old are you right now?
6 and 20 quarters.
20 quarters is like 5, honey. That's, you're not 6 and 5 years, that would be 11. But you're about to turn older, right?
I'm about to turn 7.
When?
December 9th.
Okay. And right now it is November 26, 2011. And Gwendolyn has a homework assignment.
Who is your best friend?
Are you going to start right now? Okay. My best friend in first grade was Andy. Andy was blonde. And we just moved to this house when I was in first grade.
Who is your teacher?
In first grade, Miss Butterfly, I believe, was my teacher. No, Miss Butterfield. She had curly hair, and she was kind of a big woman. She was very nice to everybody.
Was she nice to you?
Yes. Though it might have been someone else that I had. I have a really sad story that happened to me in first grade. You want to hear about that?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing. So, when I was in first grade, at my favorite time was recess. And I would go out to recess and play as hard as I could. And I played a lot of different games. You can ask me about those later if you want. But the end of recess, I'd come back in and sit down and I'd raise my hand. And the teacher would say, "Yes, Lyle?" I'd say, "I really need to go to the bathroom. You should have thought of that at recess." "Well, I didn't think about it at recess and now I really have to go." "Okay, go ahead and go to the bathroom." So I'd leave the room and I'd go to the bathroom and I'd come back and it'd be fine. And then the next day, I'd got to play and I'd eat my lunch and I'd play. And then the bell would ring and I'd come back inside and I'd sit down and I'd go, raise my hand. "Yes, Lyle? I need to go to the bathroom." "Lyle, you should have thought of that during recess." "But I know, but I didn't, and now I need to go to the bathroom." "Okay, but this is the last time. You do that at recess. I'm not going to let you do it next time." "Okay, go to the bathroom." Next day, I went out to play. I ate my food, and I played real hard, and I played real hard. And the bell rang, and I went inside, and I sat down, and I went, "Oh," and I raised my hand. "I need to go to the bathroom." "Lyle, you can't go to the bathroom. You should have gone to the bathroom at recess." "But I need to go now." "No." Raise my hand. "I need to go to the bathroom right now." "No, Lyle. No. You should have gone at recess." "But I need to go." "No." And I peed in my pants. Right in my chair at school. All my pants got wet. Made a big mess. And I was very sad. And I don't remember much more about that. Except that that wasn't a very good thing to do to the kid. That wasn't a very good thing to do to me. If one of the teachers did that to you, I'd be pretty angry at them. Anyway, that's my story at first grade.
Do you have another story?
I do have other stories. Do you want to know about the kind of games I play and stuff?
Did you go on the monkey bars a lot?
Yeah, you know, we played on monkey bars. We also had this thing at school where we played freeze tag. Have you ever heard of freeze tag?
Yes.
So freeze tag for us was played on the monkey bars and all over the jungle gym space. And I liked freeze tag a lot, but I also liked being unfrozen. So I liked it when people, I liked actually being able to do tag backs like that. And I also played other games at school.
Do you have a story about freeze tag?
No, not really about freeze tag. Not that I can remember. One time I was at recess and I was walking near the playing field that had the big balls. It's like a tennis court. and a ball came over and hit me on the leg. And all the guys were like, hey, Lyle, give me the ball. Come on, pick it up, give it to me. And I picked it up. I was kind of angry that they'd thrown the ball. And they were all like, give it to us. So I threw it as hard as I could at them. And it hit a kid in the nose. And his nose started to bleed. I felt pretty bad, and I was sent to the principal's office. Just because I was strong, I didn't know that I was going to hurt them. I didn't mean to hurt them, I don't think. So that was first grade. Pretty much like first grade.
What was your favorite book?
My favorite book when I was a kid.
In first grade.
I don't remember, Gwendolyn. I really liked this thing called The Magic Paintbrush. It was a book I had as a kid. And I did like Harold the Purple Crayon. And, you know, there's a book about this, like, bear creature that has spots. And it wants to go into the zoo. And they wouldn't let it go to the zoo. I liked that book a lot when I was a kid.
Dog book. A dog has spots, but they don't let him go to the zoo.
You gotta talk quiet closer, sweetie.
A dog has spots, but they don't let him go to the zoo.
Was that a dog?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a dog.
It was a dog.
I thought it was a bear.
It was a dog.
Huh. Interesting.
But it has red spots.
Are you done interviewing me, Gwendolyn?
No.
What other questions do you have for me about school?
Do you remember any math and writing?
Math? No, I can't say that I remember my math or reading very much at all. My second grade, I remember a lot better. First grade, I don't remember very much. I remember recess, though.
What did you do at recess?
I played backboard and kickboard. Do you know what kickboard is?
No, not even backboard.
It's a game. You have a ball that you can kick, like a soccer ball, but these were more like round balls. And one person would kick the ball against the board, and the other person was supposed to stop it and kick it. And they're only supposed to touch it twice and hit the board again, and then it'd be the next person's turn. It was a really hard game to play because some people would kick it so hard it rolled way, 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 way far away, and you only had two kicks to get all the way back. Backboard was a game that Wyatt actually has played before. I've seen him play that I liked a lot, where you'd bounce the ball against the board. And then somebody else would hit it, and they were supposed to hit it again against the board without letting it bounce more than once on the ground. And I got really good at that, but that was later. In the beginning, I wasn't very good at it.
Did you play tetherball?
I think I did play tetherball, yes. I'm sure I played it. You know, I have a very interesting story about first grade. It was about a play I was in.
I was in a play once in kindergarten.
I was in a play in first grade. And we practiced, and I think I was a vegetable of some sort. We practiced and practiced and practiced. And then the big day came, and Milton was another kid at school, and me, and all the other kids were in the play. And at the same time, in the library, there was another thing, but I didn't know about that. My parents came to see the play, and they went to the library. And they weren't in the classroom, and they didn't see me be in the play. And then the play was over. We went outside, and my parents figured out that I wasn't in the run up there. And they came down, and I cried and cried. And I saw Milton crying and crying. And I said, this is not cool, because this is the last time this will ever happen. You'll never see me in that play. My parents held me as I cried. And Milton cried, too.
Why didn't Milton cry?
Oh, because his parents didn't show up either. He was sad about the same thing. So do you know what you're going to write down for this interview?
Did you do anything at recess?
Yeah, I played kickball. And I played
backball.
Backball and tether. Well, I didn't play. I don't remember tetherball very much. I remember freeze tag a lot. And we had recess on a grassy field, a big grassy field.
Did you have PE?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I don't think we had PE. I think we just had recess. I didn't have PE till junior high. There was no PE when I was a young kid. Just recess. Are you done? Gwendolyn, I didn't have math time in school, in elementary school, I don't think. I did have PE later in elementary school, so maybe I had PE in kindergarten, first grade. Well, we didn't have a time that was set aside for math, as I recall. But the thing is, I was a kid, and I don't remember it very well. Do you remember a lot about your first grade?
Excuse me, I'm in first grade.
And so do you remember a lot about it?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you doing in math? Oh, do you do tests?
What?
Do you do tests? I didn't do tests in school.
I did a big test once. It was really actually hard. Because they said, what is 100 plus 10? And I'm like, and then I raised my hand and I'm like, it's 110.
Uh-huh. That was the test?
Well, actually, I do remember that. Maybe it was in kindergarten, but I can't remember. But we did do a big math test in first grade.
Are you pretty good in math?
Yes.
Well, are we done? You can ask me anything you like.
What did you do at lunch?
Well, as I recall, we went up and we got our lunch. I think I liked getting hot lunch. I think I got hot lunch every day. And I'd go up and there was a place you get the lunch. When I was in first grade, they actually brought it to the classroom and we'd eat in the classroom at our desk. And on Sunday days, sometimes we'd eat out on the benches outside. But we always it was always brought to us. Later on, we'd go up to the lunch counter. And they had these big racks of metal that held the milks. And I always wanted chocolate milk, but I think we always got non-chocolate milk. No, on Fridays we got chocolate milk, I think. And there was never any parties inside the classroom for kids' birthday parties. I don't remember that happening. And I also don't remember...
Were you six and seven when you went?
Mm-hmm. I was six and seven in first grade. No, you know what? I might have been five and six. No, I was six and seven first grade, yeah.
Like me.
Yes. Your brother was older.
Well, I think Janet knows my brother.
Janet Burton was Wyatt's teacher as well as your teacher. That's right. That does not look like it hurt. Feels good. Like putting the pencil on your lip and squishing it up feels good. Oh, disgusting. Really disgusting. Okay, Gwen, if that's all, I think we're done.